Awesome. Thank you all for joining this call today. So I've just sort of started the recording, and just for folks that are joining us for the first time, we're going to quickly just start with a quick moment to review the Hyperledger Code of Conduct and the Antitrust Policy Notice. And really what this is all about is just that, you know, reinstating our commitment to creating a safe and welcoming community for all. And if you guys are interested and, you know, want to review it in more in detail, please do note that it's available on our meeting agenda as well as on the left-hand corner of our Hyperledger Social Impact page. So I'm going to move on really quickly. So a couple of major announcements for this week, a few things. One thing, so actually Karen mentioned a couple weeks back, but the Hyperledger Global Forum is coming up in June, from June 8th to June 10th. Another part of that is the call for proposals, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go through our discussion, but just to kind of think a little bit about this, is that the call for a proposal is extended to this Friday, so that gives us a little bit of time to think about different things that we can propose as a group. Another thing that we recently got wind of is the first annual Top 25 Diversity Leaders in Blockchain Award that is administered by the Diversity in Blockchain group. So if this is something that you guys have, you know, folks that you guys want to nominate, the nomination form is in this link right here, but please submit your nominations by April 1st. And one thing, you know, in line with this is we're actually going to have Susan Joseph from Diversity in Blockchain speaking with us, I think mid-April. So she'll be talking about some of the different initiatives and different activities as, that they are working on. And we'll be able to hear a little bit more about that. Any questions on the announcements or any announcements that you guys also have as well? Okay, sounds good. All right, so moving on. So looking at a couple of things that we have on our SIG roadmap. So we've talked about the reorganizing the SIG wiki page. So this is on my radar, and I will get that done for in time for the next call. Another thing that we've been talking about is the blog post series. So for this one, so Sean, I want to kind of pick on you a little bit more. So in terms of that email for the feasibility, I think what we're going to be looking at is getting the part one done. Is that completed? I know Emily had reached out just wanting us to confirm that.
The
changes.
I didn't have any other questions on the changes. I'll review it one more time just to verify. I'll just send a confirmation email. That way we can get the approval to go ahead and push it out.
Okay, sounds good. And do you want me or do you want to just respond directly that we're going to need a little bit more time to do the four-part series?
Yeah. I can respond. And I mean, the reasoning behind the more time is, sure, we could roll out, you know, four blogs between now and Earth Day. It's not like it, but I think the quality would be impacted because it wouldn't really have that much feedback or, not only internally, but also from the readers or, incorporating something from the hackathon or something like that. So I think that this is sort of a teaser feeler, the first one initially. And then I think that, as we approach Earth Day or after Earth Day, we can start rolling out the rest. Because we don't want to dump all the content early and then run out. that's just my thought. And then also the quality of it. I can send that email. It's not a problem.
Okay, sounds good. And, you know, completely support you. So that sounds great for all of us. Happy to do that. So we'll put that note there. I don't see that Bobby's on the call today, but Alicia, I know we also talked about you being, I think, late spring, early summer time frame, right? Mm-hmm. Are you going to need any help with the blog post itself? Is there, anything that, any resource or anything? Okay.
I'll ask people to read it over because I don't think anyone's good at editing their own work, but I don't think anything beyond that.
Awesome, that sounds great. So we have a couple interesting blog posts coming up pretty soon. All right, and then so another thing in terms of the work products is the HyperHack event. So that event is currently ongoing. And we're expecting submissions to really take place, I think, early April. So for the group, are you guys interested in helping out with reviewing applications as a potential venue? Another thing is there's right now also an open call for mentors for the various group. And that could be on the book, the technical, as well as on the, you know, the helping out, helping them scope kind of the business end of things. So is that something that you guys are interested in? If so, I'd be happy to pass your names along.
Sure. Happy to help out in any way, Nancy, whatever you see is most necessary. So whether it's on the, you know, the mentor, you know, side, or I think you said reviewing the applications.
Yep, likely. So mentor and application. So I will keep you in the note then, and just keep, you know, keep you updated on where that's at.
That sounds good. And I did see your post on this. Are you guys still looking for sort of participants? How's the participation for the event going? If you need a signal boost or anything like that, happy to do that as well.
That sounds great. So I know they've already kicked off the event.
Okay.
So let me do this, because we're going to be doing another round of just kind of advocating the event, because what we want to do is really get more folks to give feedback on each of the submissions. And then mm-hmm. one thing as well is from the Social Impact SIGS perspective, we're going to be having, you know, applicants that are going to be responding to our the prompts, the hacking prompts. One thing that we've kind of talked about is we want to really support them beyond just this hackathon, right? Because this hackathon is just going to be a, you know, a couple week affair, they're done. But how can we really transition these projects into the real world and help them, give them, you know, the support that they need to really make that transition? That's something that, you know, Lindsay, I don't know if the diversity working group is kind of interested in, but, you know, we'd be more than happy to partner with you guys on that and just kind of help, you know, get them out of the box of just hacking, right? But really making it into a product.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, there's going to be a focus for us on, you know, cross sort of community collaboration. And I think that any opportunity to sort of, you know, rope in some new folks and some new energy, is a win-win. So definitely, I think that whether you want to have that conversation, you know, offline, Nancy, you and I, and I'll rope in Karen as well, sort of brainstorm these and other opportunities for us to collaborate. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, sounds good. So yeah, be happy to schedule sometime like next week or something like that, and we can talk about them. You know, I think the opportunities are, you know, plentiful. You know, even with the blog post series, right? I have been thinking about a kind of diversity, inclusion, and social impact centered blog post that I would love to get your impact as well, your inputs as well.
Great. Yep.
All right. Awesome. Sounds good. That's exciting. And okay, so then this kind of leads us to the next topic, which is, are there any other interests as well before I kind of move on? I want to make sure I have all the names.
I saw you had circulated my name to one of your colleagues about speaking at the June meeting, the global. So I think I have to put both for clearance internally, but I will approach the focal points in my organization to see if that would be acceptable and revert okay. back.
All right, sounds good. So I'll put your name there as a potential. And then that leads me really well to the Hyperledger Global Forum discussion. So let me talk about that in one sec. Needs internal approval. Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. So in terms of the Hyperledger Global Forum, so just kind of an FYI for everyone. So Mary Hall from Consensus had reached out and is looking for speakers as part of one of her events that she's going to be doing. It's going to be Blockchain for Social Impact target focused. I did submit names for folks that are in the community for her to kind of you know, select. There is a limit on the number of folks that she can select to be a part of the panel discussion. And so, you know, please be on the lookout for emails, for that. Another aspect of this, so this is certainly not going to be just one.
Nancy.
Yes.
Real quick. I hope you're submitting yourself for that, because I think it'd be great to have representation of our SIG there and have that community know about our SIG and what our SIG is doing, and that we have a community here that works on the same topics, like just sharing what we do or what our goals are. Like, I think that would be great to have you there to talk about that.
Okay. Definitely. So I will make sure to capture that. I think I will likely be a part of that discussion to really just, I mean, from my perspective, right, I'm just giving insight on the overall portfolio of Hyperledger projects, and make it a broader reach.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can talk about, how Hyperledger technology is being used in social impact, but I think having you there representing this special interest group and letting people know that, you know, that this is another place where you can come get involved. You know, I've attended, I actually was at the very first founding meeting of the Blockchain for Social Impact Coalition. And I participated in their events, but there's essentially never been really any Hyperledger representation there. Mm-hmm. At their conferences. So I'd love to have you there representing that.
Okay, not a problem. I completely understand. All right, sounds good. That could be something I think that we also have in terms of a Hyperledger social impact SIG proposal or a panel event to the global forum. So are there any interest, I think, from you guys that are on the call today to do something like this? Because I, you know, what I would love to do is highlight. So I'm just going to quickly pull up the call for proposals, but there's a couple aspects of this. One of them is, you know, talking about contributing to Hyperledger, but there's also the industry specific topics, which I think could be an interesting fit for folks that are on the call. Is there any interest for you on your ends to do something like this?
Well, I think it would be great. Yeah. So I'll just say it. What I think would be really cool is, we've had last year's Global Forum, I remember, or maybe I'm thinking of Basel, had, you know, a panel talking about implementations. And I think it'd be really interesting to not talk about implementation so much this time, mm-hmm. but some of the problems that the social impact space is facing in like moving forward in this technology and leveraging it. And I think a big part of that is the consortium building mm-hmm. or yeah, management of blockchain. Yeah, and the governance, you know, I think that like, I don't know if some of you are aware of this, but there's Rick and a few others from Mercy Corps, like they've been trying to work on creating this like consortium around like a humanitarian blockchain consortium. And they've made very slow progress there. And I was just talking with someone else about this, like a big part of what is a real snag is one is resources. You know, these are organizations that don't have like devs to contribute. They don't have like the resources necessarily to do as much of the building as they can. So they need participants with those resources or to build that up. But then there's also the fact that there's some people in the sector, some organizations in the sector that have already done a lot, and they kind of just want everyone to do their thing or use their thing. And you know, in many ways that like Ethereum people want you to do everything on Ethereum, right? So It makes it hard though then for there to be really a true evaluation of just what are the problems, how can we work together, because it's just everyone sort of like vying for doing it their way. And I think a lot of other organizations don't feel that they know enough to really be able to properly judge or evaluate if what that one organization has done is the good way to do it, or the right way, right, or the best way. So I feel like there, you know, a conversation around like consortia building, around like why open source is the way to go. And that's like our wheelhouse, right? That's our perspective that we can bring to that conversation. Like, what's the case for doing this in an open source, collaborative, open environment, and not, you know, not just going with someone, you know. Right now they're trying to build this consortium. It's private, right? Like you have to be invited to join, and you know, if you don't know about it, there's a reason you don't know about it, right? I only know about it because Rick told me about it, right? And I was involved in an event regarding it in New York last year. So, you know, something where it's really like, you know, why we should be doing this in an open and use the best practice of open source and like open development and coming together the way the SIG does in a public space. I think could be great, but that's my personal opinion. And if that seems interesting to you guys, then you can run with it. But that's
so
my
Karen, actually, I think we are coming at, so I mentioned earlier, like I had just come up with a new blog post idea, and I think you're gonna love it.
Yeah.
I'll shoot you.
I was actually gonna talk, this is something that I was just thinking about recently. So I was actually gonna suggest a blog post about it.
Well, you know, I'll shoot you my outline. It might be a little dicey, so I want you to kind of give me like the real, like what your thoughts are. But one thing that I wanted to kind of highlight in that blog post was, right, you have a lot of companies coming together, right? And each of them have their own mission statement, right? Mm-hmm. But what blockchain really does really well is you have all these organizations that come together and we're finding a common purpose, right? Or a common mission. Mm-hmm. So when we're developing these consortiums, right, on a blockchain network, how can we really facilitate that and really allow this, you know, competition mentality, but to say that we're going to work together. And, you know, Alicia, whether it's on the supply chain end for food security, right, you have different companies, but you all need to come together to really share that information in a meaningful way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, you know, Alicia, I think on the food security end, you know, Mark on the United Nations, and, you know, Bobby from, you know, I think from the overall, like, you know, how can we really facilitate these best practices? And then maybe Sean on the circular economy and you know, et cetera, other folks, please let me know. But like, is that a conversation that you guys think it would be important to think about cross sector, cross industry? How can we all come together to build out these, you know, governance policies, but these consortiums, and make it so that, you know, you can still have your private, you know, kind of, you know, what makes you competitive in the market, but how do we also facilitate that sharing across the board?
Yeah.
In line with open source, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely on board with that. I think that you know, figuring out those use cases like you mentioned, and if you know from the municipal's perspective, I think that's exactly what's needed is open source collaboration, trying to move a lot of the current processes digital and making them more transparent. So I mean, I know in Miami-Dade, for instance, their big thing is trying to be the most transparent government. That was I don't think, you know, it's there yet, right? But the big thing is, you know, how do we, like you said, how do we build it out? So yeah, but I think that, you know, opening up those discussions are, it's going to be important.
Yeah, agreed. It's an extremely important topic. I need to be careful what I say on this right now because it's going on and I'm not allowed to speak on it yet. So this is why I'm staying fairly quiet.
Hi, this is Bobby. Are we talking about specifically making a presentation for the Global Forum?
Maybe like a panel discussion, Bobby. Like, what do you think about that? Because, like, you know, that way, we, you know, what I would love to do is make it an iterative kind of discussion. And it doesn't have to necessarily be like, we're giving you, this is the ultimatum, but like also getting kind of audience insights into this. I'm open though.
I was thinking, just because it is the social impact, tying in the sustainable development goals somehow, and mm-hmm. if interactive, I mean, you could have panels pick out of a hat a goal and start trying to brainstorm blockchain ideas for it. Yeah, which is, I think, again, the consortium breaking is tough because, again, people are so close to the vest on their corporate secrets or their corporate plans or their corporate whatever. But I think when you introduce the sustainable development goals, it kind of opens people's minds up to working together, because instead of it being something for profit, it's something for the good of the world, you know, so everybody can join in and do that. You know, it's not like Verizon can't work with IBM or, you know, like whatever. I don't know what the constraints people have on there. But when you talk about those goals, it's something for everybody. So I don't know how you could incorporate that in there, but also like people see that logo of those development goals and they find it interesting and gravitate towards it.
Well, I mean, none of what's being worked on, right, is done for charity, right? Everyone's doing it for their own interests in the private sector or the humanitarian sector. You know, it's, we have competitors working together. They're not doing it for, you know, for the love of openness. They're doing it because it's more efficient and useful to have your common infrastructure be something that everyone contributes to and works off of, so that you can then go higher up the stack, and that's where there's better that's where you have the value creation of developing your own, you know, services, et cetera, on top of it. You know, I think, yeah, connecting it to the SDGs is fine, but I don't think that we have to, I don't think we have to sell it like that is what I'm saying. Like, that's, we've talked a lot about use cases and we know the use cases, but we don't know how to do it. How do we get it done? How do we get something that is going to solve a problem in this sector? And that's what people are stuck on. That's what the industry is stuck on, you know?
I kind of see it as two ways, right? I think that SDGs are a great way for us to come up with new ideas for innovative solution. But the problem could also be, it's not for a lack of innovation, it's a lack of sustainability of these solutions, right? Because if folks aren't making money in certain ways, right? If they aren't able to make up that recurring revenue, then it's going to be really difficult for them to try to transition that into the end solutions. And maybe the discussion needs to start at some point, and you know, you have all these great ideas. All right, now how do we work together and make it, you know, meaningful? Oh, no worries. but make it meaningful so that we can propagate those. So we could have, you know, I think a discussion on, you know, from the SIGS perspective, right? We've seen all these companies come and present to us for these really innovative solutions, and you know, we've been trying to kind of, you know, helping them in terms of understanding where the potential areas, but like, how can we facilitate, you know, once you already have your proof of concept, can you work together with other groups to really still maintain that competitive edge, but also share some of those best practices? Maybe that could be a focus. Any thoughts?
I like that framing. I was actually just going to add, I mean, I was thinking about so many things. I mean, one was, I mean, on the interoperability and how much that supports this notion, right? That you won't be then, you know, you can really live that non-maximalism mantra, although noting, of course, the, you know, inherent conflicts there. I think also, come bringing in the question on public infrastructure to support the alignment of the incentives for the consortium building beyond just the goodwill and partnership. And then I think a broader question that might be an interesting topic for a varied group of stakeholders would be in the, like the, to really touch at the core aspect of the financing. Well, you can put it for the, in the context of financing for the SDGs and how those would be supported to both bring in sustainable financing for the SDGs and how would you then validate solutions so that they would be deserving to receive that, right? So it's not just the sustainability, but those should be good solutions. So I think that's a big topic, but I think it's especially if you have a varied group of stakeholders, it would be very insightful, I think.
Hey, Lindsay, were you going to say something? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you were looking, sort of at, a panel format, I think that, building on Karen's idea about, just sort of the unique position that you guys sit in the SIG, where you do have lots of different companies across industry, like telling you both their solutions and their challenges. I think that sometimes, a lot of the conferences can become a show fest, but like addressing the issues that people face and the impediments to progressing social impact goals seems to be something that like people really are interested in, because one, it unites people behind, common friction, friction and pain points. But two, it allows us to build on, that dialogue by getting people involved in the joint solutioning of whatever those problems are. But I don't know if you've been curating the challenges to the, to the degree that you would feel comfortable, sort of speaking on that.
Absolutely. And I completely agree with what you're saying. I think, overall, even as we shed insight in the panel discussion, right, I don't think we're going to necessarily hit each and every one of the problems that we're going to be seeing. And I think, there's still going to be so much more, but there comes a point where we need to get the conversation started, right? It needs to start somewhere. It could be this global forum where we start talking about the good, bad, and ugly, right? Because it's always talking about the good things that are happening. We're missing out on the bad and the ugly, right? Just kind of sharing that insight.
Yep, exactly. And I think that it's an opportunity for us to really, like I said, address these sort of, challenges head on, because everyone knows that 2020 on through to 2021 has been challenging, and, really starting the conversation around either, how groups and companies have overcome those challenges to help other people, or talking about the challenge points as a sort of jumping off point for folks to get in on joint solutioning. I think either one of those approaches would be a welcome sort of conversation within the community.
Agreed. So thank you so much for your insights on this. So let's quick question for you, like everyone. So we need to come up with a pretty good session topic name. Or a title. And I think, we can start thinking about proposing something in time for Friday. We don't have to finalize all the nitty-gritty details, but, I think we have an overall, objective and idea of what we want to kind of come together and do. Any ideas on something cool that would be eye-catching enough to get folks and then, pique their interest?
Hi, I just love what Lindsay just said. It caught my ear and made my attention go up when she said joint solutioning. I think that that's I don't know if it's catchy enough, but it's a great idea.
Thank you, Bobby. I think that, you know, this would also, like, if we're thinking, again, I'm just, you know, sort of building on your point, Nancy, like, if you were going to do a panel, like, things that you're seeing, you know, toward, like, building and maintaining, you know, an adequate knowledge repo to really keep up with the growth that Hyperledger is experiencing, you know, like, developing those resources is one integral part of enablement, right, for this community. So, like, what are some of the key pain points and challenges you're facing? I know that for us, like, having enough is one we just talked about. Having enough maintainers who are multilingual, right, to even be able to keep up with, you know, the influx of requests for localization, right? Having, you know, people create documentation in their regional sort of language is tough because you still have to have the, you know, the maintainers and the active users to really actively manage that. So I think that having those challenges helps, like, front and center, helps people see themselves in the solution. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, this can just kind of be a very big world to navigate if you don't know how you can help.
That sounds great. So I think we have, you know, two words that we can, you know, start working from and building out a little bit, but any ideas from the group? And Sean, I'm actually going to pick on you a little bit because I really liked your blog post title. any ideas, I think, you know, from the broader group? And Sean, I don't mean to pick on you, but any thoughts on something like that?
I mean, no, as far as some sort of joint, joint collaborative effort, I think that, you know, I could do a little, you know, brainstorming behind it. But as far as the blog post was concerned, I was just trying to pick out a couple catchy pain points in the circular economy, you know. So that's really where it came from. But I think that, you know, as we sort of flesh out what we're, you know, not just the purpose of the discussion, but also, you know, who's going to be out there, who might we be, you know, discussing with. And I think that'll drive the, that sort of catchiness that you're looking for. But yeah, I mean, joint solutions, anything to the earlier point, anything with regards to sustainable development goals and coming together is catchy, right? So the bottom line is, you know, we just got to figure out what key terms, you know, SEAO key terms might be able to get in there on the Hyperledger side. So that's a long way of me tossing it and saying, I'll think about it. So.
Right. Sounds good. So, you know, like we said, right, the deadline for this is on Friday. We just really need, you know, 2 to 3 sentences, maybe 4 sentences, a quick blurb on what we're trying to propose, and then a session title to really get us started from that. And I think if we think about, like, the Hyperledger Global Forum, right, if we look at kind of the, you know, people that are going to be in the audience, I think there's a couple of different and I think really important that sets it apart from different other forums is we have a lot of solution architects, right? A lot of people that are looking at how can they leverage the different distinct blockchain solutions that are currently under the Hyperledger umbrella to develop out new types of innovative concepts. And I think that's, you know, you have the balance of technical folks with some, you know, different types of folks that are also implementing those solutions in the industry. So we can start thinking about, you know, how can we pique their interest in looking at the other side of the problem, which is not just technical focus, right? Developing out the blockchain solutions, but the other end is how do we actually implement it in a meaningful manner? And that could be, you know, where that cross section between the two is.
So Nancy, I dropped in the chat the link to make a submission. Yep. And basically I've done it before for the Learning Materials Working Group and the Public Sector Group. And you kind of just need one point person to fill out the information and to say, we're doing a panel, this is our topic. Again, there's not a whole lot of information that needs to be done by Friday, but one person does need to take responsibility for it. And unfortunately, I will not be at the Global Forum. I can help you guys get ready, but I'm not attending this year.
Okay.
Well, good reasons I'm not attending weddings and graduations and stuff.
No worries. So, I mean, I could definitely take the point in terms of submitting it. But like I was just saying, right, I think the main idea is, you know, make sure that we have the group on board with the overall mission, and let's come up with just a really catchy title and just an idea of this. All right. All right. Sounds good. So if you guys have any, you know, ideas for this, we can all catch up offline. Just feel free to kind of send that via email. If you guys would like, we could also do like a email chain conversation with everyone in the group that's interested. You know, happy to facilitate that conversation as well. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone. And then another quick note for everyone is so Alicia did a lot of work last week and is repositioning our LinkedIn group. So if you haven't already added yourself to the new LinkedIn group, please do so. I think, Alicia, you sent a post on this, right?
I forget if I said a post or not, but more than LinkedIn group, I think now we also want to be letting people know about the account. So there is now a Hyperledger Social Impact SIG account to follow. I've just put the link in the chat. And that way, when we post things to it, news of meetings or articles or whatever, when people like that, when people interact with the post, it will show up in their timelines. People who are not a member of the SIG will be able to see it. And it will enhance our ability to share.
And Alicia, I think I just saw that you posted in the chat the link to that. So please follow us on LinkedIn, and we'll make sure that, you know, we're doing more in terms of the marketing aspects as well. And Lindsay, you know, I think for the diversity, you know, inclusion working group, you know, if you guys are interested, we, you know, be happy to do some collab posts as well.
Absolutely. I think that would be awesome. Like I said, we can touch base on that and, you know, a few other ideas and get the sort of things kicked off. If you guys haven't, sort of shameless plug, looked at our wiki page recently, we have finalized the 2021 strategic priorities. So please take a look at that if you're interested in any, you know, particular area, you know, sort of Nancy or others. Happy to get you sort of roped into that work as well, or even just ideas generally. I'm totally open for conversations to see where things lead. But we've got some exciting stuff going on.
That sounds great. So Lindsay, can you like send us the link to that way? Just, you know, just making sure that everyone has it and knows where to start off.
From LinkedIn, it goes right to
you. Gotta forgive the delay. I'm always drowning in a sea of tabs. So there you go.
Sounds great. So the link Lindsay just posted in the chat. So please do take a look at that, and then we'll catch up soon and talk. Thank you guys so much. And then next week we have another speaker that'll be speaking at the event. Alicia, I think you're going to be working on the marketing for that, right?
Right. I've already sent him a note just confirming the title. But it, really exciting, Ripe.io is a company that's been doing track and trace for a few years now. And they did they've been working on a project in Belize on the sugarcane industry, really having a big impact there on enhancing the equity and inclusion for farmers and producers. So they'll be presenting on that.
Awesome, can't wait. This is gonna be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all so much. And, you know, as always, you know, feel free to reach out via the email, the mailing list off of the Hyperledger for the group, or, you know, in any way that, you know, is convenient for you. We're looking forward to getting, you know, a couple of these things, initiatives off the ground. So keep in touch. Thank you.
Everybody have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.